Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are in the 9 o'clock hour now, and yeah. I started the show out with a dream. I did not share it with the audience, but I had a dream. And we are now in the final hour, and that dream has not been fulfilled.
What is it?
It is that I would receive, before the end of this show, a call from someone who flew to Vegas and spent the money on the flight, spent the money on the tickets. You know, Michael Barkan had some guy who emailed him telling him all this money. There's no way you didn't get there and back under $2,000.
Oh, no. By the time you spent the money there.
And Keith Jones is convinced that if you went there, you loved the Eagles enough, you probably placed a large wager on their team.
Try to pay for your trip.
Right? So you're out a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it would really help me to process how bad that was last night to speak to someone who did that. So if you're out there, priority status, 215-592-9494, I would like to know what that was like because I'm bitter. But I did not have any money on it.
Right, yeah.
I would be even more bitter if I did.
Yes.
On the line with us to help us understand what the hell was going on. He does a great job in pre- and post-game at NBC Sports Philadelphia. Barrett Brooks is here. Hi, Barrett.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Barrett, Hollis Thomas taught me many years ago that linemen watch line play. When you're watching an Eagles game, are you focusing on the lines?
I focus on everything. I mean, I do look at the line, but I focus on everything because, you know, with me going to NFL films and breaking out film with Jaws and, you know, Baldy and all those guys, I learned that, you know, there's more than just being in the trenches. Hmm. Well, I learned that, but it still didn't keep me from just focusing on those guys also. And I think that's one of the major downfalls we had last week. We weren't firm in the trenches, man. And yesterday was terrible. I haven't seen our tackles play that bad in a long time.
Well, help me out here. I'm trying to find who I should blame. I'll start on the defensive line, which everybody's talking about. Is the scheme so bad it's taking people with talent and making them irrelevant? What's going on with that?
They're just too passive. Yeah. You know, when you have a passive play caller like that, you know, and it's a bend but don't break, but they're bending, and then they're breaking. You know, so it doesn't make sense to have a bend and don't break mentality if you're going to break at the end. I mean, these drives are there are excess of, what, 8 plays, 9 plays?
Yep.
The first drive was 11 plays. They got an interception, but still, you know what I mean, 11 plays? That's a long time for the defense to be out there. I'm going to ask Ray. I'm going to look up how many plays, you know, for the offense as opposed to the defense. I know they probably almost double the play that the offense has.
Well, I'm trying to understand on that side of the ball. Fletcher Cox comes out after the game and basically says it's not me, it's the scheme, right? I mean, when that's going on and you're being public about it, behind closed doors, these guys must be grumbling about what they're dealing with, aren't they?
Well, they hear us.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like me and Seth don't know. You know, I mean, they can't sit down. I mean, Nitzer or anybody else can sit down and say, all right, you don't know what you're talking about. We watch film.
Yeah.
We played the game. Football is football is football. I mean, Pop Warner is the same as high school, the same as college, same as the NFL. You just got bigger, stronger, and faster athletes as you progress up the chain. So when I sit down and I watch an offense go under center and drive all the way down the field and run the ball and pass when you wanted to and you score – but then after that, we go back to shotgun. It just shows me an out-and-out defiance on what they feel as though is best for this team. That's not best for this team. That is the worst thing you could do for an offensive line, especially when you have the guys coming off the edge like you had. The reason why this team got their butt kicked yesterday because they kept passing the ball and the tackles were left one-on-one with some pretty good pass rushers. You know, even Jordan Mailata got his butt kicked yesterday. And when he sits down, it's going to be a tough day of film for him when he watches film today. So, you know, you didn't optimize your player's potential because you refused to just run the ball. And on the defensive side of the ball, yeah, Fletcher Cox is mad. He's pissed off because, you know, as a defender, you're a three technique. You're getting double teamed every play. Well, once a linebacker sees you getting double teamed, it's his job to come downhill and get the double team off you. Make the offensive player block him. That way both of you guys have your gaps. It's not happening. They're not playing aggressive, and it's not as though they're playing timid, but they're not playing an aggressive style of defense. So because of that, they're going to have a passive style of play calling.
All right, Barrett, that's a terrific explanation of what's going on. Barrett, could you explain to people the advantage for an offensive lineman when a quarterback is over center versus in shotgun? In a run, it's much more it's better for a lineman when he's over center, isn't it?
No question, because now it's giving that defense now they have to figure out, all right, are they going to run the ball or are they passing the ball? When you're in a shotgun, 9 times out of 10, you're going to pass the ball. But when he's up under the center, number one, it opens up your playbook immensely because the defense doesn't know if you're running the ball or passing the ball. You can play action off that. You can run boot protections off that. It just gives you the autonomy to be a more explosive offense with him being under center. Now, it helps the offensive line when he's under center because now those defensive ends and defensive tackles can't pin their ears back and just rush the passer. People don't understand. As an offensive tackle, you outweigh the guy across from you probably by, you know, 60, 70 pounds. And if you guys ran a 40 head-to-head, 40-yard dash, he probably runs like a 4.7, 4.6, 40. And we probably run like 5 flat. I ran a 5 flat, 5.1 when I got drafted. So he can beat me running, you know, head-to-head all day long. Now you're asking me to back up, retreat, and block a defensive end who's already faster than I am. I mean, you can do it, but it's hard. Why not give me the chance to use this 70-pound advantage, come off the ball, hit him in the mouth, and drive him down the field? After a while, he'll get mad and pissed off because he's getting hit in the mouth every single play. But instead, we pass the ball and we get hit in the mouth. You don't want that. You want to be more aggressive. Allow us to come off the ball and hit somebody. Now you're in a game because that's the worst thing you can do to a defense. If you can run the ball and they can't do anything about it, it's demoralizing. That's our defense. You know what I mean? So give us an opportunity to do the same. Let us come off the ball and hit them in the mouth. I mean, we're talking about an offensive line that excess of 360, 370 pounds. I mean, even on the left side, you got 350 and you have 380. 6'8", 6'5", 6'6". On the left side, why do you want to not use those road graders coming off the ball, hitting some guys in the mouth? Once they get going in one direction, it's hard to stop them. And at this point, they don't know what they can do because they don't do it.
All right, so Barrett, that's awesome explanation. Here's what I'm trying to process. You have one veteran coach on this entire staff. He's the offensive line coach, Jeff Stoutland. Isn't he yelling at Nick Sirianni and the offensive coordinator there and saying, what the hell are you guys doing? You're ruining my line. Isn't he in their ear trying to tell these novices what to do?
Well, I guess it's falling on deaf ears because they're definitely not doing it.
No.
And what was so telling to me in the interview, you know, and this has something. This is something Nick Sirianni has to learn. Coach has to learn. Hey, man, you cannot tell people that you didn't watch a lot of film. You just don't do that. And for him to turn around and say, well, I haven't watched that much film on that side of the ball. Well, they've been getting their ass kicked on that side of the ball for the past 6 weeks. Why would you not go over there and see what's going on? You know, you haven't done anything substantially on the defensive side of the ball for 6 weeks. You need to go see what's going on. You need to pop into some media. You need to figure out why we're being so passive and submissive in our play calling. You know, leave the play calling alone for a minute. Set back a little bit. Maybe that's a little more than you can handle right now because you have to put, as the head coach, the all-encompassing coach of the team, you got to know what's going on everywhere and not just on one side of the ball. I could see if you had a veteran coach, Schwartz was a veteran coach, so Doug really didn't have to go down there. He was a former head coach. He'd been in the league a long time, called some great defenses. So he really didn't have to go down there that much. But if you're a young guy, like, you know, what they have going on with the Eagles, yes, Gannon needs some help. He needs somebody to tell him, hey, you need to pull the trigger, be more aggressive, bring more blitz, have your guys play up tighter. Sometimes you got to go to your you know, the guys on the field and say, hey, man, you got to bail me out. You got to come off the ball fast. You got to get up and cover closer. Maybe you have to stick, you know, their best receiver. Whatever it takes to get your guys to light a fire underneath. At this point, you can tell just by what, you know, what Jordan Mailata said last week. Jordan Mailata said, look, they knew what we were doing before we were going to do it. That's telling. Then turn around Fletcher Cox this week. Well, I just got to do what the call is. There's a lot of stuff that's going on, you know, and you didn't hear this stuff when you had Doug. You didn't hear all the, you know, the cackling back and forth, you know. What stays, you know, going on in the locker room stays in the locker room. There's a lot of cackling going on in the locker room because this coaching staff is not doing what they need to do to really put them in a great position for their athletes to play ball.
Barrett Brooks, I am in awe of your explanation of what's going on internally. I can't thank you enough. I love your work and pre- and post-game at NBC Sports Philadelphia. Hopefully we'll call you again soon. We need more of this kind of stuff. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. I'm glad you know my name. Appreciate that, man.
Oh, well, Barrett, you know I love having you on.
I screw you up with Brandon Brooks, but you know what? You're both excellent in your own fields. How's that?
Appreciate it, guys. Barrett,
thank you.
Have a good one now, all right?
Thanks a lot.
Boy, that explanation
was phenomenal.
It was really good.
He really explained why if you're an offensive lineman, you need to run the ball.
Yeah.
They don't.
It works.
Here's the thing. But Jeff Stoutland is a guy with gravitas on a coaching staff with none.
Yeah,
right?
He should be.
Wouldn't you think he would be going to Sirianni and Steinbeck with that guy, Sean Steinbeck?
Yeah, he will be now. Yeah. I mean, he
and
has to
be. What did
now.
He say to him? What are you doing to my guys? You're killing my guys.
Yeah.
Run the ball, hand the ball off. By the way, it worked when they did it.
Yeah,
it
did, of course.
And they stopped
Austin Scott looked great.
I think the first seven plays from scrimmage,
five
were lined up.
Yeah.
Lined up under center. And it worked, and it worked, and it worked, and then they stopped. Now, whether they stopped because Sanders got hurt, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Well, I have no idea. But they should not have stopped.
Well, what does it tell you? They basically took him out in the previous game.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you, Al.
It was like he got injured.
Unbelievable.
It made you furious.
Right, yeah. Last we looked, Al, Lunatic Jack had suffered an issue, right? Did he have a problem? He ended
heart,
up in the hospital.
Palpitations.
Yeah, he did. They had some. Let's check and see how he's doing. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Angelo. Medical update.
All right, so you went in. Explain to people what happened. You had an episode when you were watching an Eagle game a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yes.
What happened?
I was in the hospital for a hip. I had to get my hip. I got an infection in my hip. So I'm sitting there. I'm watching the game.
Yeah.
And the same play that you had, it went berserk on. I went berserk. Next thing you know, the monitors are flashing, rah, 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 and there they go. Jesus Christ! Excuse me, I can't say that.
Yeah, be careful.
He said, you know, oh, he's going into. I wasn't going into a cardiac arrest, but it looked like I was. So they sent me, you know, they got me.
They did extensive testing, and what did they find, Jack?
They found out I had a heart, I'm okay now. You know, they put me on. Certain medicine, that's fine. But what really saved me, what really calmed me down, is I reread Jonesy's book.
Oh, you reread the book? He has not read it yet. How is it?
It's great. It saved my life.
Wow, anyway, Jonesy, the book saved his life.
I saved another life.
Yeah, there you go. At some point, Jonesy may read the book himself.
You know, the doctor said I couldn't watch any more Eagles games.
Good.
And I didn't. I kind of cheated, though. I watched the post game live. And,
all right.
That's good.
You know, and
all right. Did you watch yesterday's game, Jack?
No, I couldn't.
That's
allow
a
me.
Good. No.
The first game I can watch is Detroit.
No, I don't watch that either.
Jack, don't do it.
Jack, don't do it. Jack, we want you around.
We like you.
We need you, Jack.
Jack, he's not going to run. You went nuts because he didn't run the ball, because that's when I went nuts. But then I didn't have a hot situation like you did. Jack, do not risk your life for this team. It is not worth it.
Detroit should be an automatic win, right?
No.
No, there is no such thing with this team. These coaches are clueless. Jack, yeah. Don't do it, Jack. I can't afford to lose another caller like you. You're one of my best.
All right.
All right, Jack, all right, don't do it.
But, you know, but what the heck is Howie Roseman doing?
I don't know.
These coaches are terrible.
I would love to be. Jack, be well, please. Wouldn't you love to know what's going on behind closed doors today?
Oh, man. The owner's nose will be at
If they're ever. Not in crisis mode, they'll never be.
No.
What you saw yesterday was an embarrassment to your
organization. How do you deal with Fletcher Cox?
I don't know how you do.
Man to man.
That right there sets it off. He's saying it's your coach.
No, the coach has to
sit him down. Al, do you think anybody's talking to Fletcher Cox today?
They have to.
Okay. Right. Anybody on that staff?
Would it shock anyone if Jonathan Gannon were relieved of his duties today?
Yeah, it would shock me.
No.
He'd be relieved
if he doesn't have to talk to Fletcher Cox.
Now, he's got to do a press availability tomorrow.
Yeah.
I would come out with a bag on my head.
Hey, Jonathan.
I would come out in disguise.
He's just hoping he doesn't see Fletcher in the back of the room.
Yeah. Fletcher might have him in a headlock. 215-592-9494. Hot seats next. Lots of calls. Will of God's coming up. Oh. Big Rube is coming up, Al. Lots of great calls. Oh, Farrah's checking in.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, God, no.
Let me tell you, Farrah is very, very emotional.
She's on fire.
This could be crazy. Don't lose that. Farrah's coming up. 215. And we do have somebody who's coming. Oh, yes. We will be talking to somebody who went to Vegas as soon as we come back. He is still in Vegas. And what happened there is not staying there.
I wish it would.
WIP Sports Time is 9:17.
Brought to you by Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa. The defense atrocious in the Eagles' 33-22 loss to the Raiders, dropping them to 2-5 on the season. Nick Sirianni says he's really more focused on the offense, which also is not great shakes, than the defense.
Every product that's on that field is a product of, you know, my name's on it. So I'm able to talk to them throughout the game, say my piece right there. Again, they're the ones that are watching the tape all week. I mean, I get to watch a little bit of defensive tape. Obviously, I'm doing all my homework as the offensive coordinator. But you know, I'm making suggestions here and there. But they're the ones that have watched the tape all week.
Derek Carr completing over 91% of his passes, only 3 incompletions. ESPN's Paul Hambachetti says the NFL record for completion percentage is 74.4. That was Drew Brees in 2018. The Eagles are allowing a completion percentage of 74.4 this season. Next up for the Birds, the 0-7 Detroit Lions. BetMGM Sportsbook and Bar is where sports fans go to watch sports. There are TV screens on every wall, including a 40-foot-wide LED wall. Visit theborgata.com for reservations. NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Cloudy early, thunderstorms later, a high of 78. It's currently 65. To stream 94WIP, go to the all-new 94WIP.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back at 9:24. This may seem odd, but it's important I make this statement, and that is that I would like to, on behalf of everybody here at the WIP Morning Show, I would like to extend our thanks out to the Delta variant of the coronavirus, because if not for the late emergence of the Delta variant a couple of months ago, we would have taken the flight to Vegas and been part of that train wreck that was a sports event. Al, can you imagine the amount of money that would have taken to take our show out there and all that?
I would have missed you guys.
And then Al was not, by the way, Al was not at any point going.
Yeah, he refused.
Al, this is a man, he predicted an 11-win season for the Eagles.
Oh, wait a minute.
But when the moment came, he said no.
I picked him to go 2-5.
Yeah, you have,
He did.
And you like what you're seeing.
And from here, 9-1,
Al? Well, I might change that part.
Yeah, I think so, Al.
I think you might. But Dan did go, and I got to find out what happened. Dan, are you still in Vegas right now?
Yes, Dan, I'm still in Vegas.
All right, Dan, overall, how much you figure out taking this trip to Vegas?
So when we planned this trip to Vegas, I used to live here, and I had friends that were ticket holders, and we got excited. We went, and next thing you know, the hype on the plane, the hype when you go to the hotel, everybody yelling, go Birds, it's awesome. But when you start making those calls in the game, man, the life just got sucked out of us. It was crazy. 3rd and 3, accepting a penalty, fumbles, onside kick in the first half, in the second half. It was terrible.
All right, can you take me to the moment when Nick Sirianni accepted the penalty, thereby giving the Raiders a chance to get a first down, which they did? What were you guys doing there? You must have been going insane.
It was the most confusing call that we had no idea what to do. It was like to the point where it's 3rd and 3. Mm-hmm. We're like in the we're in the levels watching the game, and all of a sudden we're like, okay, cool. We're just gonna punt 4th and 3. The whole team came off the field. And then he's like, no, the Eagles accept the penalty. We're like, what are you doing? I mean, this coach has gotta go. He got booed out of the building. It was terrible.
Wow. Now let me explain, because you may not have heard the explanation. At that moment, looking down rather than at the Raiders putting their punting team on, Nick Sirianni consulted a chart, and the chart told Nick that he should have gone for it, and he assumed that the Raiders were going to use that chart and go for it. And that's why that happened. Does that help you at all, Dan?
No. I mean, honestly, like I just thought, then maybe, okay, you know what, maybe he's got something up his sleeve, because Sirianni, I don't know what he's got going on. But then fast forward, you know what I mean, the first half wasn't what we scored first. All right, we'll let it pass. Maybe a bonehead call, no big deal. But whatever he was thinking on an onside kick to kick off the second half, I mean, that just lost all respect we had for him. It was over.
Wow. All right, so these are the loyalists of fans. They spent all that money to go to Vegas. Is the overall thinking of the people that took that trip, they're not at all pleased with the current coaching staff? Is that safe to say, Dan?
Angelo, let me tell you, when we left, we stayed to the end of the game. When we left, the feeling out of there was like, I would say, 70 to 80% Eagle fans. It was kind of like the Flyers Golden Knights back in the day.
All right.
But let me tell you something. It was that there were so many people that were yelling and screaming that finally he ran the ball in the beginning. He ran the ball, but they have no respect for Sirianni. There's literally so many people are like, this guy has got to go. Hurts has got to change up, put Minshew in, to maybe change an offense. You got to do something, because right now, I don't even believe we can beat the Lions next week.
Well, I got to tell you, it's fascinating to see what happened. Dan, overall, couple of grand? You out $2,000? How much for this trip?
We're up a couple bucks, you know, getting a nice little slot machine helped us out a little bit. We're not going to lie.
Good for you. I'm thrilled that you got your money back on the slot machine. Now get out of there before you give it back to them. All right, Dan?
Love your show, Angela. Well, a safe trip back to Philly. Go, Birch.
Yep, have a safe trip there. Thank you for that. Man, our disgruntled travelers. We travel well, but we also travel angry.
Yeah, you don't notice them on TV when they're losing.
Right.
I would say, though, I saw pictures of the fans of Philly party and everything that was going
on. Nice party.
It looked like a very good time in Vegas.
That was before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. No, not after. All right, Ava, then who in God's name should be on the hot seat?
Angelo, I would be silly to not put JG on the hot seat.
Your defense stinks.
Today, Jonathan Gannon is on the hot seat. Sponsored by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Xfinity.
Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator of the Eagles, has no idea what he's doing.
Hey, Jonathan.
I don't see no creativity off this guy. There's no creativity. It's the same defensive play every time.
Brutal.
Derek Carr could not even tell you what any Eagle player had for dinner the night before. He couldn't get close enough to smell them.
Okay, I get what you're saying, Ange. Interesting. But speaking of dinner, that made me think about John Vilma's little comment during the game.
It goes back to the way that John Gannon plays his defense, right? They're very vanilla, and not in a bad way.
No, yeah, that's a bad way.
Vanilla stinks if the guy knows what you're doing.
Good, we're good.
Listen, J-Dog, you're not good. And honestly, I should be throwing old Jeffrey Lurie in the mix while we're at it.
And we kept hearing the name Jonathan Gannon. It was like, I didn't know anything about Jonathan Gannon. But I'm saying, boy, how are we gonna get Jonathan Gannon if he's so highly regarded?
If Jonathan Gannon is the defensive coordinator next Sunday, you are all but conceding that you are going to stink.
Yep.
Because they had 10 days to prepare. 10 days to prepare. I didn't realize I sounded that idiotic.
Your head was going to explode.
Yeah, I'm going to tone it down from here.
For your health.
Please don't.
It's for my health. I got to think of my health here. I got to consider my health. Come on, my health. All right, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes I don't have to yell and scream out because I have emotional callers. One of them is on the line right now. Her name is Farrah. Hi, Farrah. Farrah, are you there? Farrah,
I'm here.
I need you, Farrah. How are you feeling this morning?
I want a divorce and an alimony check.
All right, hold on. Farrah, just tell me, did you watch the game?
I did, but there's no amount of pills that can fix this.
All right, you're very unhappy.
Zone and the end zone, because I'm a redhead, and the end zone was about Oakland. Oh, sorry, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Right.
So let's go with that.
All right, Farrah. So during the game, were you upset? Were you yelling and screaming?
I threw my phone. I broke the TV. I broke my brain. I have no pills for that. You can't fix this. You can. You got to take... I don't even want to go into the fundamentals of it.
Okay.
It's the offense, the defense sucks. Done. Okay?
Okay.
We're a special needs team. We have never scored in the red zone ever. We've always sucked in the red zone. That's across the board.
All right. So, Farrah, do you think that maybe you are emotional because you're a redhead? Because I heard they were fiery people.
An ox and a die. I am emotional about it because I am a full, true fan of sports.
Wow.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. And now I have to learn the fundamentals. And I have a, can I say vagina?
No, you can't say vagina. Why would you bring your vagina into this?
I'm seeing things that want me to go blind.
All right, but I'm going to let you go at that point. And cut my losses. With Farrah, you don't know him.
Well, you only got one clip in there.
Now, I got a tough decision to make
as a sports talk show host.
Okay. All right, Josie, I'll go to Josie.
Yes, please.
Now, Farrah sometimes gets a little out there and you're not sure what she's saying.
Sure.
Should I pair her up with Will of God?
That would be an interesting, I guess we could call it a conversation.
I don't want to have a whole sequence of people that you need like a subtitles to figure out what they're saying.
You might want to hold off on Will.
All right, I'm going to hold off. Break. I'm going to go to my friend Big Rube because I always understand him. Hi, Big Rube.
How?
Big Rube, how bad was that game yesterday?
Oh, I was pissed, one, that, you know, the Raiders are 2-0 against the state of PA.
Oh,
and
that
reminds me, Derek Carr performance reminds me of Rich Gannon, you know, St. Joe Prep alumni. When Dick LeFou left the Steelers and went to the Bengals to be their coordinator, Gannon had 22 straight completions. It was an NFL record. He just tore a national game. And I was like, dang, this is a repeat. And it was just terrible, especially when he accepted that the penalty. I'm like, I saw him. You saw on the TV, it said fourth down. But you remember, they showed him wave like, nah, let it go. I'm like, you get your defense off the field. That's at the end of the day, you run the ball to for time of possession. You keep your defense off the field. And you saw what happened after that. So,
all right, but you understand, this is football 101, you say.
Yeah.
And our coaches are not adopting the basics of the sport they're coaching, Rube. Rube, how does that happen in the National Football League to a billion-dollar sports franchise?
This is cuckoo 9/11. Like,
all right. Do you think these guys survive beyond this year, Rube?
Oh no. I mean, because at the end of the day, the fans' voice, your voice,
that's a good point.
The pressure is going to kill them.
You're saying it's important that the fans. He's not even an Eagles fan now, but he's saying it's important that the fans express their anger, so that the people that run the franchise realize that this is not something they would tolerate for another season.
Yeah.
That's a great point, Rube. All I need now is your chicken.
Well, you know, it's Monday Night Football. There's two other teams playing tonight, Eagles fans. So come holler at me and Manny Young, Pitchers Pub on Main Street, and let's grub. Fried chicken and my special patty melt.
Holler!
Out.
It's my man.
Right there. Two other teams playing.
No, in all honesty, he's 100% right.
Yeah.
We somehow feel powerless when we're not. If the cry is as loud as it should be this week, and somehow they lose
they're lucky they're on the road.
An unwinning team, a team 0-7. Now, if they lose to Detroit, changes have to be made now.
Deuce Staley.
Don't even wait. And I'm going to be honest right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I am dealing with a personal crisis. Because deep down, I desperately wanted Deuce Staley to be the head coach.
Yeah.
I made it very clear from the very beginning. So when we get the Sunday out, would I not feel vindication if Deuce Staley on the other sideline beat Nick Sirianni? How do I deal with this, Jonesy? What do I do?
It's a win-win. If the Eagles win, then you feel okay. And if Deuce wins, then you're like, I knew I was right. He should have let go.
Positive thought. The first one of the morning.
Jonesy, God bless you.
Thank you.
You're always so positive in the way you approach life.
Yeah. I enjoy the world.
Would you? I enjoy the world? That's beautiful. 215-592-9494. When we come back, I will give you a quick sample around the league, Al, because some things went great yesterday, some things did not. WIP Sports Time is 9:37. Don't your parents deserve the best home health care possible? Who better to take care of them than you in the comfort of your own home? Call Ameribest at 1-800-HOME-CARE or visit AmeribestHomeCare.com. You can start a new career as a home health care provider. Training is free. You're going to be making good pay with benefits, and you're going to be taking care of the ones you love. What a great idea. Work for a company that cares as much for you as you do for your loved ones. It's easy. Join the Ameribest team today. Ameribest Home.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, we are back at 9:42 right now. Let me take you out of league real quick, Al, because I'm not going to lie to you. I was having a good day from 1 to 4, all right, because I was watching the Red Zone channel and closely monitoring what was going on with the Kansas City Chiefs,
ooh,
Al, as they were playing Tennessee, their biggest rival now in the AFC. And I have this to announce. Andy Reid is not winning a Super Bowl this year either.
No.
Right? Because Tennessee is way better. Way better. They are better coached because Andy Reid never was that good. He was always overrated. And you know what's going on now that you couldn't have predicted? Patrick Mahomes is regressing.
I mean, they're crushing the defense. And yes, Kansas City's defense is not good. But Mahomes is giving it away like
It's multiple times a game.
He's
nowhere near what he's been the last couple of years. It's like a mystery. And if they're waiting for Andy to solve the mystery, not going to happen.
No.
And their defense is pitiful. Now, don't get me wrong. It's still a lot better than Jonathan Gannon.
No doubt.
Don't get me wrong. As bad as their defense is this year, it does not rival how bad the Eagles' defense is. But that was joyful. So, at least I had that going for me when the Eagle game came on. Mm-hmm. Then that thing exploded. Yeah. I went to bed. And then I got up with the anticipation that I could have bookended the day with an enjoyable loss by Wentz.
No. I watched some of that.
No.
It did not happen.
No, they were, like, applauding Wentz for being this rejuvenated quarterback.
No.
And then he almost threw three interceptions right after they talked about him. San Francisco's defense was brutal. He put the ball in their hands three times in about a 10-minute span.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
He lucked out.
He got lucky.
He was not that good.
He looked awful to me. I don't know. But his numbers are saying that he's doing well. But
if they drop the interception, you don't get it against you.
He got lucky last night.
He got lucky.
But it was pouring rain, so whatever.
All right, and then I just mentioned a little while ago, Zach Ertz had a 47-yard TD catch, ran 20 yards after the catch.
That was
so
weird.
Which he never did here. And, Al, he is now – Zach Ertz is now 7-0. So just so you know where my thinking is, I'm moving away from the Eagles some.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I'm doing about Sunday yet because I'm a big Deuce Staley fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm moving much more toward Arizona.
Oh.
Because there's one thing I learned from my father a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Root for teams you think can win right then and there. That's why he was a
Yankees fan.
He was a Yankee. My father cut his losses by picking teams that won.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm going to do the same.
You going to take Deuce on Sunday?
I think I might go Deuce.
Nice.
I'm thinking, I don't know. You know, I'm at the point now, Al, where I know my team is bad. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the game, out of nowhere, I just picked my phone up and I text to Rhea that occurred to me.
Yes, you did.
That this Eagles team really stinks.
Yes.
It
was random.
Out of nowhere, I just texted. I put it down. I had a satisfied smile on my face and I resumed life.
Well, all you got to do is look at who they get for
announcers. What was the score at that point? Like 30-7?
I bailed. It was pretty
bad. I will tell you.
It was pretty bad.
Looking for where it is.
She's looking.
Okay. It was 4:57. So I don't even.
Still within
it
the
was
first half.
First half.
It was in the first half. One thing about me, if I'm going to bail on you, it's going to be pretty quickly. Yeah. Then I continue to watch, but with an attitude. Let's go to Aham. Hi, Aham.
Hi. Good morning.
Did you go to Vegas and take a red eye back?
I sure did.
Ouch.
I sure did.
All right. What was it like? What was your trip like?
Uh, it was fool's gold. Somehow I convinced myself that this was a winnable game. I talked a lot of smack to friends who are Raider friends. I was loud, I was visible, and so I became a fool at the end.
All right, but going there, if you were on one of those flights, there was a lot of Eagle fans. It was probably very festive. Is that right?
There were a lot of Eagle fans. No, I flew from Washington, D.C. I flew from Dallas Airport. All right. And there were still a lot of Eagle fans.
Hey, how much you figured this trip cost you?
I bought tickets for a friend. Mm-hmm. So it was tickets for two, a hotel. I only did one night, Saturday night.
All right.
And everything else that comes to this, and it was close to $1,000.
Wow. That's not too bad.
Not terrible. Right.
So it's not terrible. Did you bet on the Eagles?
I did not.
That is probably
was smart enough not to. It was only 3 points.
Right. It's funny that you paid to go there but didn't feel confident enough to bet on them. All right, but overall, positive experience, negative experience?
I'll still say positive, and I think I've started to divert my emotions a little bit from the Eagles, so I was able to take the punches. I've come to a conclusion that it goes way beyond the coaches at this point. I think the ownership of the team knows what they're doing and what they want. They pick puppies, young people with no experience, and that gives them control of the 53-man roster and everything else. And if you have a coach whose hands are clipped, I think there's going to be some limitations. I'm not sure what they're thinking is. It's unclear. There's no idea what the philosophy is. They're very soft. They can't pick up a third and inches. There's just no identity. But I think it all comes from the very top.
Yes,
I think Eagles fans will be, if there's a way to do it, better off putting pressure not on the coaches who are scapegoats, but on the management and ownership.
Yeah, Aham, thank you so much for the call. Sorry you didn't get a win there. He's 100% right.
Yeah.
I started
ownership.
The first
yeah.
thing I played was Lurie crowing about Gannon. And the fact of the matter is, these were terrible hires done because they wanted people who would listen to the ownership of the team. That's where the whole thing began, this amazing downfall from 4 years ago when we had a championship.
Right.
All
no
started
doubt.
From that. Will of God is with us. Hi, Will.
Yo, what's up, Angel?
We're unhappy, Will. Are you unhappy?
First of all, I'm going to go on a dysfunctional tangent, I should say.
Well, yeah, you know they usually are. Yeah. Go ahead.
You are so crazy. Yo, my boy Chase called me, you know, you check it out. My boy B. Don went down, and he's a manager from U-Haul,
yeah.
and he won't even answer the phone calls. So I know he's mad as heck. But I'm looking at this whole situation. I'm like, what in the world? I didn't even get a chance to watch the game like I wanted to because I had to do some work, you know, pick up my ball. And every time I kept on going, I said, oh, yeah, they running. Then I said, oh, okay. But then all of a sudden I kept coming back, and I kept seeing a fumble. After another fumble, until the last fumble I saw was when Hurts was at the daggone end zone. I'm like, what the freak? So I said, all right, you know what? This is getting kind of crazy. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell you're talking. You didn't even watch the frigging game? How are you calling me to give me a blow-by-blow when you didn't see the game, Will?
I had to work, man. The ball paid off my score.
You had to will, but then maybe but you watch it later. Yeah.
Well, you know, I can watch it again after the game is over, you know, rewind.
No, but you're not prepared for the call today. All these other people on hold, they have prepared their statement based on watching the game.
Sirianni right now, right? I don't know if it was a thing where it was a betting scheme where it's so, oh, my God.
There was no betting scheme. Will, I can't. I got to go to other callers because they saw the game. Dan saw the game. Hi, Dan.
Angelo, what's going on?
Are you bitter? Are you bitter?
Yeah, I'm bitter.
Talk to me.
This team's ass, okay? It all sucks from the coach,
yep.
the offense, the defense, the game plan, the line, the wannabe actor owner. But to me, the worst of all of it, of everything, is the weasel GM. Pepperoni sausage, vanilla chocolate, quarterback factory, no accountability, dope. We got to get rid of him. It's been way too long. And he's going to use this rebuild season as an excuse
yep.
to be here next year. And until we get rid of him, nothing's going to improve. So you better get
Hold
used
on.
To this slop that you
I want to be clear what I'm hearing, Dan. Are you calling for the immediate dismissal of general manager Howie Roseman?
I'll remove them myself if they allow me. I'll go down to the complex and take them out myself.
That's the kind of aggressive call I enjoy on this show. I will end, Al. The other guys, Edward, Basile, Lance, Jabbo, and Matt, the midday guys will be covering this in depth.
Are
I
you
promise.
Sure?
I'm positive. But I will end with Angelo because they always make a lot of sense. Hi, Ange.
Hey, Ange, from one Ange to another, this fault is all Jeffrey Lurie's.
Correct.
First off, listening to your show makes it palatable to be able to watch an Eagles game.
Thank you.
But Jeffrey Lurie set something in motion 35 years ago that is so relevant today when, as a Hollywood bigwig, he wouldn't give this young guy a chance to be in any movies. And Damian Leeks got a chance to be in a movie in 1986. It was called Highlander. And he's reading the Philly Daily News as a hot dog vendor, Tony the hot dog vendor. And the cops are right there, and Lieutenant Moran, and there's three deaths. And he says, "Hey, Lieutenant, what does incompetent mean?" And it was such a funny scene. And his next sentence is, "Hey, Lieutenant, what does baffled mean?" And here, Jeffrey Lurie should just quit the Eagles, go back to Hollywood, remake that movie, and live his dream of being a great Hollywood director and movie owner.
Ange, I don't know how to even reply to that.
Me either.
I don't even understand.
I'm not certain what he was getting at.
Is he talking about V.I. Wachowski?
It appears that he was ripping Lurie from even before he purchased the Eagles.
Right.
Saying the tendency had started then. We will study that call in depth, and Rhea will report about it early
true
tomorrow's show. It's time to do it!
All right. So this line today is brought to you by Ameribest Home Healthcare. Don't your loved ones deserve the best home healthcare? Who better to take care of them than you? Visit AmeribestHomeCare.com for details. Now, this gentleman had a little bit more composed Jeffrey Lurie comments.
King Jeffrey only wants to have people around him that he can mold to his liking. King Jeffrey will never, never allow another adult into the castle, okay? It's as simple as that. So, in the words of Daryl Morey, buckle in, folks. This is going to go on for a little while.
Wow. Ooh. That was strong, Jeffrey.
Very strong.
Very strong.
King Jeffrey.
And listen, Ange, people are feeling pretty strong about this Nick Sirianni situation and his staff.
Uh-oh.
Do you think Nick Sirianni and his staff should be fired at the end of this season? 87% say yes.
Oh, man. All right, we better pick that up tomorrow. Almost 9 out of 10 think these guys should go. And Nick will be out at 7:30. I'll be proud to be able to read him those numbers. He'll love
Don't do that to me again.
Our assistant today was Miss Ava Graham. Special sit-in, Megan Riley. Megan, I hope you had a good time today. Did you enjoy it? She did. Say yes.
I did. Thank you
she
so much
did
for having
me. She's a teacher, Al.
Yes, she
learned a ton about broadcasting today. 4 hours of yelling and screaming for no apparent purpose. Our producer back there was the great Joseph A. Wechter Jr. Have a great day, everybody. Joe DiCamba, John Ritchie coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.